Well, as we're getting into Cincinnati here, it's a team that's got a lot of explosive players, very dynamic players. You know, defensively, their front's outstanding. Really, they do a great job pressuring the quarterback. A good job stopping the run. They're very athletic. They're hard to block. The linebackers, do a good job. A lot of plays there. Perfect. Pretty experienced secondary. Pretty experienced defense all the way across the board. Up front, linebackers and safeties, they've been together for a while, most of them. Same system. Looks like they're very well coordinated. What they're doing. And offensively, big, strong offensive line. Very good skill players, tight ends, good receivers. Menard's been a very dynamic back for him early in the season. The type of toughness that Benny has. They're solid in the kicking game. Good team, well balanced, well coached. Got a lot of good skilled players. They present a lot of problems in all three phases of the game.
Good morning, Bill. AJ Green, how would you compare his skill set to a couple of the explosive receivers you guys have just gone up against, Julio Jones and Vincent Jackson?
I'd say Green's probably as good a pure route runner as we'll see. Very, very good pure receiver. Pick off the ball, create separation. Excellent timing, judgment on the ball. Good deep ball receiver, good third down, better air receiver. He's big, but he's not the kind of powerful guy of Julio Jones or Vincent Jackson, but his quickness, his ability to separate, to get away from people, is outstanding, and his ability to go up and get the ball is very good too. And those other guys are big, strong guys that can go up and get it. Good ball skills. He's got that same kind of size, but I'd say it's a different type of athleticism. It makes him really spectacular with catches. Lynn Swanish.
Bill, I was wondering if you could just characterize Kimbrel's Tompkins' development through his first four games here.
I think it's hard to separate the four games. I think really his development's been steady since the day he got here, going all the way back to the weekend following the draft. Players came in all the way through the spring. Training camp. KT's been a real steady worker out on the field every day, working hard, always trying to compete and improve. Got a good skill set, work ethic, competitiveness, toughness. All those things have been good, and they just keep getting better every day. I don't think it's any one thing, but he's improved in everything. Technique, his understanding, just running game, passing game. Asked him to do some different things and give him some different responsibilities and studies that learned that if he makes a mistake, he corrects it and comes back and gets it right. Good job.
Hi, Bill. Atlanta, it seemed like had a hard time punching it in once they got inside the red zone. So I guess from a defensive point of view, what needs to be working for that unit to have success once the offense gets inside that 20?
Well, I'd say really pretty much everything. It's very you're playing in close quarters, so every yard, every inch really is important. you know, the plays happen very quickly. And you don't see a lot of you know, slow hitting, delayed type plays. You see, you know, runs the tackle line scrimmage quickly, passes that could be very quick, like slants or fades or, you know, quick receivers, combination routes with receivers, seams down the middle or whatever happens to be, but, you know, plays that really are, you know, hit fast, so you've got to get the ear of spots, your areas, your man, recognize things quickly and react quickly, man. And so does the offense. I mean, just playing, you know, it's just a game now in a much, much smaller space than what it is when you have the ball there in the field, you know, for both sides. I think those are some of the key points that obviously you gotta tackle well. And every couple of yards down there is, you know, percentage wise a lot closer to scoring, but at least out in the field. So playing for the yards when you're tackling, knowing where your help is, knowing where the goal line is, where the end line is, where the sideline is, trying to use your leverage, make throws tough, but defend what you have to defend, use the sideline or your defensive personnel help, all those, you know, big part of the conversation.
I'm just I was wondering if you just comment on the consistency Steven and Ryan have brought in the kicking game thus far.
You know, Ben, it's been pretty good. It's been pretty good. I mean, those guys spent a lot of time together, with Danny Aiken. And well, they've done a good job. You know, we've had a lot of situations, you know, come up as usual, but, you know, a lot of situations come up so far during the season that, you know, make each kick kind of a little bit different. You know, it's different than just standing on the driving range and balls. It's being able to make all the do all the little things, and, you know, they've done a good job on that. You know, our coverage units have, you know, we haven't had to cover a lot of kickoffs, but, you know, our punt coverage units and little kickoffs that we have had to cover, you know, they've been solid as well. You know, giving us good field position, more backed up. Ryan's done a good job of that. Of course, Steve's done an excellent job with the kickoffs, giving us field position in that area too.
Hey, Bill, this is kind of a general question having to do with defensive philosophy as you guys have changed maybe over the last 3 years or so, a little bit, and the league has changed. When you guys went from a 3-4, or generally, you've always been amorphous, but in general, when you have moved to a different style of play and been in so much sub-defense, in realizing that, it seems as if you started to draft guys who were more suited for speed, moving side to side. As you look at your defensive line now, Vince was an anomaly because he could both be a space eater and a quick guy. Do you look at that whole group as it's still a changing, ever-changing philosophy that you have to deal with, and you have to have many different types of players, and Vince was an anomaly because he could do both of the same type of thing?
Yeah, I think there's you know, definitely, you know, that's an interesting question, because you know, from week to week, you know, you face a lot of different challenges and a lot of different offenses, you know, in this league. So, you know, trying to find the right matchups, of course, it's, you know, it's easy when you have a player that's, you know, really good at everything. It's, you know, it's a little bit harder when you have to, you know, find somebody, you know, work different combinations of players that, you know, maybe excel more in one phase of the game than the other. So, but, you know, facing teams that are, you know, two-back power-running teams, the, you know, the Baltimores of the world, versus a team like Atlanta last week that, you know, we were in sub-defense, I mean, lost the entire game other than a handful of plays. You know, now we're seeing teams like, you know, San Francisco last year, you know, Buffalo this year, Philadelphia preseason. And I'm sure that there'll be a little more of that trend in the league, that running game's more of a sideline-to-sideline running game, you know, as opposed to a traditional you know, what we've seen for years out of even two back or two tight end teams that, you know, double team power blocks, pulling guards and stuff like that. So, you know, over the course of the season, you're going to have to deal with all those things. And as soon as, you know, your opponents see that you're not very good at one thing, you can expect to see a whole lot more of that. You know, if that's what they do, if they have it. So I think that's kind of the challenge, is to have enough, you know, I'd say depth and variety in your defense to be able to match up to those different type of offensive systems and, you know, be able to compete with them. You know, one week you're going up against, like I said, a team that has four or five really good receivers. The next week you're going up against a team that has, you know, a couple of really good tight ends. And 1 week you're going up against a spread running team. The other week you're going up against a power running team. 1 week you're going up against a running quarterback. The next week you're going up against a, you know, a real accurate kind of pocket type quarterback. You've got receivers that are, you know, great downfield deep receivers, and you've got receivers that are, you know, underneath, quick, you know, very good maneuverable guys. So it's like those are all the challenges. Like I said, if you have one player that can, you know, kind of be pretty good in all those situations, I mean, that's great. You know, it's probably going to be one of the, you know, top draft picks and highest paid players in the league. But then after that, you know, you're trying to put everything else together, both from a scheme standpoint and from a player standpoint, to, you know, match up to that week to week. That's definitely a challenge. So trying to find the right players and the right, you know, overall composition of your team is it's challenging. Whereas on the offensive side of the ball, like, you have control over the ball. You hand it to, you know who you throw it to. You know, you determine what kind of formations you want to get into, how many guys you want to put on the field, their receivers or tight ends, or, you know, where you want to put them, and you want to, you know, throw the ball quick or throw it deep or run behind double team blocks or option run, or, you know, you control that. And you're on the other side of the ball, you don't control anything. You know, you have to defend what they do, and that's, you know, it's a much different problem.
So this question is in regards to Armand Armstead. I'm curious if his situation that he's currently in is one that eliminates him from consideration from helping the team on the field this season.
Well, that would be up to our medical staff. Just have to see how that goes over as the season continues to develop here. Just have to see how his situation is.